Burgess, and I'll be your host for the next few minutes. What we're planning to do is put one of these out every week, and in it feature one short piece of writing by either myself or one of our other authors. It could be fiction, it could be essay, it could be something else entirely. For this week's episode, though, I decided to read my short story, Bad Words. Enjoy! I didn't think I had anything left in me, I say as my girlfriend Ash rubs my back. I look up at her. She stretches one side of her face and makes a flicking motion at it with her fingers. I stand up and look into the bathroom mirror. A few stray semicolons cling to the edge of my mouth. I lean down and pull free a piece of toilet paper. There are definitely some verbs in there that are not agreeing with my subjects, I say, as I lean close to the mirror and wipe the punctuation from my face. "Was it something you read?" she asks, as she opens the bathroom door and steps out into the hall. "Did the novel you were reading go bad? Did you accidentally split an infinitive?" "I don't know," I say, rubbing one side of my face. "But if I had to guess, I'd say it was grading all those 500-word essays from my first-period freshman English class this morning. Some of those were pretty rotten." Just the thought of them makes my guts start squeezing together again. I bend over and deposit another paragraph or two into the toilet. I lie down on the floor and try to stop myself from dry heaving. After a few seconds, I grab the side of the sink and pull myself upright. I unscrew the cap of the whiteout bottle. I set the cap with attached brush on the counter and put the mouth of the bottle to my lips. I tip my head back. It takes a while before the white liquid begins to run down the back of my throat, but as it does, I can feel relief instantly. Then I hear Ash coming back and I try to compose myself. My breath must reek of run-on sentences and double negatives, I think to myself as I turn the faucet below me on. I crane my neck to the cool stream and wash my mouth out. I turn the water off and swallow hard. I grimace and replace the cap of the small white bottle. "Here you go," she says, appearing in the doorway, handing me a few sheets of blank paper. I start to lean over to kiss her, but I see her eyeing the fresh crop of half-eaten words floating in the bowl and stop myself. "Thanks," I say, tearing the top sheet into strips. "Hopefully I'll feel better soon." I begin chewing the first torn strip. My stomach rumbles and I begin to realize it will be at least a few hours before I can consume solid sentences again. Well, thanks for listening. You can see more of my writing at my blog, which can be found at thisburgess.blogspot.com. That's spelled thisburgess.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening, and tune in next week for another edition of Robcast. Cheers!